Just give me 1 second. There's still a lot of feedback, and I'm not sure why. Okay, so we're just working things out in the room right now. This is Margie, just because there's a lot of feedback with the multiple computers here. So we're just deciding which computer we're going to be using for speaking and which one we're going to be using for hearing, because there's so many different computers in the room right now. Zoom meeting ground rules. This is where we're going to begin. So, hello everyone. Thank you very much for being here today. There's just some reminders about how the meeting is going to be run. At the beginning of the meeting, please keep your camera. It does say on, but I'm struggling just because I am a new spotlighter and this is a new role for me to be participating in the meeting, and then also spotlighting, it's very difficult. So I would just say in the beginning to keep your camera on just for the roll call so we can know who each person is. And then as your names are called for the captioner and for the interpreter, say your name slowly so that it can be captured. And then close your camera unless you're actually speaking, because it'll help me to know who to pin, because I have like multiple things kind of going on my computer. Deaf and deafblind participants will keep their cameras on during the meeting, and we'll ask others to please turn their cameras off. And it's just going to make it easier for those who are deaf or deafblind to follow the meeting. And then during the roll call and introductions and voting, please proceed slowly so that the CART provider and the interpreters can get the information and make sure that those deaf participants are able to follow what's going on. When each person is on the screen, please be aware that there is a lag of time for interpreters and then also the spotlighting, and to make sure that everybody is able to see what's going on. This way here, there's no information that's going to be, miscommunicated, and people can follow easily. If you're reporting or you have a comment, please turn your camera on when you're speaking. State your name so that the interpreter and CART can identify you. And then also just take a moment before you begin speaking to be called on, because someone else might be talking or there might be an interpreter finishing up what they're saying. And we want to make sure that there's clear communication. Please monitor your microphone and have it muted so that if you're not speaking, because background noise is picked up, there's a lot of background noise and distraction for interpreters and CART, and it makes it very difficult to hear. If you do not mute your then the spotlighter will do that for you. And I just noticed that I'm not sure if the meeting is still going on, or Chris, if you just lost your connection.
I think it's still going.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I wasn't sure if the connection was just lost. All right. If a hearing person is speaking, the spotlighter will be on the interpreter. And just please continue to speak at a regular pace. The interpreter will be able to follow you. When deaf and deafblind participants are speaking, please be patient. Again, patience is really key for this meeting to go forward. We're working without interpreters that have assisted us in the past. They have other duties today, and they usually have the meeting flow really smoothly. Okay, so that's all for the protocols. And then, Chris, if you can begin the roll call and then call on the people's names.
Okay. Can you?
Yes, we're using my microphone. Okay. Yes. So, so just say who you are, yeah. And then.
Excuse me, I would like to introduce myself. This is Lisa. Hi, I just want to let you know, I just want to remind you, this is Lisa. I am here. I'm a CVI. I think it's important that we first introduce the new interpreters to everybody, is the two hearing interpreters and the deaf interpreters, so that we can see their background before we begin the meeting, please. This is Lisa speaking. If you could be respectful to everyone here, I would appreciate that. Jesse also has his hand raised. Or I see something that says Jesse Stanley. If you could please spotlight, I would appreciate it.
This is Lisa talking. It's hard to see who's talking.
And then Alvin has his.
Give me one second. I'm trying to spotlight the people who are signing on my computer screen. It's showing that I've spotlighted Stanley, but Jesse Stanley, but it's not coming up on the other screen. So I have to figure out which screen to get into.
Lisa said great.
And Alvin would like to comment.
So how do I...
Since you have two interpreters here, I would like to say this is Alvin speaking, first of all. This is Alvin speaking. When we're using the interpreter, if you could spotlight them, if possible, while they're interpreting, and they can take turns interpreting. That way we only have one person spotlighted at a time, if possible, and they can identify who is speaking as people go along, speaking to the interpreters here. If you could please say who it is, and then, oh, wonderful. And if you could make both of the interpreters co-host on the Zoom link, that would allow the interpreters to take turns and take turns spotlighting, one with camera on, one with camera off. And then they can introduce themselves as they come on, saying things like, hi, this is Katie. I'll be taking over as interpreting now. And then the other person who is speaking can share the screen and the spotlight. And that might be a little bit easier. So both people be on the same time, meaning like right now while Alvin is speaking, Alvin is saying you could have me and then the interpreter on at the same time. So everyone is aware. Is that clear? Then if I'm signing, the interpreter could be voicing. That way we're using one interpreter at a time, one spotlight. So maybe Kelly, and this is Katie speaking, Kelly and I can turn one of ours off or be on the set. Perfect. Perfect. Fantastic. This is perfect. Yes. Thank you, Alvin said. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Just spotlight one person at a time, please, Jesse said. And I'm looking at Lisa, who's also speaking. Okay, we're going to spotlight Jesse now. Hi, this is Jesse speaking. If you could just spotlight one interpreter, not two, that would be much preferable. Please just spotlight one. I don't want to have to look at someone small and then a second smaller. I have an interpreter behind me. But two interpreters for two, you know, I just have this one interpreter for 2 hours. So if you could please just spotlight one person at a time, that would be fantastic, just like you're doing now. Yes, just prefer one. So Jesse, I'm just asking if, is I just see me now, Katie, is this good? Is it good now? Jesse, I'm just asking, can you just see one? Okay, and then we'll click replace spotlight when it's your turn. Yes, do not add. Understood. Okay, so Jesse's just requesting if we could please just replace ourselves as the on interpreter instead of, yes, that spotlighting. That would be fantastic. So right now, I'm just seeing me, Katie, the interpreter, and Jesse. Is that correct? Okay, and Jesse's saying, well, I'm in the spotlight. Jesse, you're in the spotlight because I'm voicing for you, and I want to make sure that other deaf people on the phone call can see what you're saying.
Okay. No, he doesn't want that. Okay. Okay. Just one.
Yep.
Understood. Okay. Can't see the person. It's too far away from me. If you could just spotlight one person, that would be fantastic.
Perfect. Yes. Fantastic. And when I'm finished talking, you can spotlight the interpreter. So please just interpreter, just spotlight one person at a time. Fantastic. Yep, that's perfect. That way the deaf and deafblind people on the phone call can have the same accessibility as everyone else. And that's how the meeting has been run thus far, especially during COVID. So we just can see the one person. This is perfect. Exactly correct. Jesse, does this look good now? You see the one? Just want to double check. Perfect. Just spotlight like who's ever signing. Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Margie, I think we're ready to continue. If you could just spotlight me, this is Katie. Perfect, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for being patient. Again, this is very new for me to be doing all of this, and this is Margie. Chris, go ahead and you can do your roll call, and you can use my speaker.
Sure, thank you.
Or my microphone.
So the roll call of Deafblind Advisory Committee members, first voting members, Sandra Miles, Department of Developmental Services, Southbury Training School. Okay. Second, Wayne Seidel, Department of Developmental Services, Central Office.
Good morning, present.
Third, Elise Arsenault, Oak Hill School. Fourth, Jesse Stanley, American School for the Deaf.
I'm here.
Hannah Tyler, Chair and Consumer Representative.
Hello, I'm here.
Lisa Flaherty Vaughn, Deafblind Support and Access Network.
I'm here.
Al Sylvester, Advisory Board for Persons Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired. Okay, Barbara Clunan, parent.
I'm here, but I'm not, you can't see that I'm here on the list of people.
Okay. Karen Olson, Deafblind Consortium, I'm sorry, New England Consortium on Deafblindness.
Yes, I'm here.
Kathy Morgan, Guardian.
Yes, I'm here.
Christine Telford, Helen Keller National Center.
Here.
Yes. Sheree Burns, Deafblind Association of Connecticut.
Here.
Okay. Non-voting board members include Carol Jenkins, Besby Director.
I'm here.
Chris Lassen, Adult Services Supervisor at Besby. I'm here. Margie Santos, Adult Services Social Worker.
I'm here.
Crystal Kelly, Besby Vocational Rehabilitation Counselor.
I'm here.
Okay. Mary Johns, Besby Children's Services Ed Consultant. Muriel Aparo, BRS Connecticut Tech Act, and Alvin Chegg, BRS.
I am here.
And others who...
Alvin would like to say something. I'm with ADS. This is Alvin.
ADS. I beg your pardon. ADS, yes.
Community Living Division.
Community Living Division. Thank you.
You're welcome.
who may be in attendance. I don't know if Andrew Norton is here.
I am here. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
I am. I may not be visible, but I'm audible and I'm present. And I won't be staying perhaps for the whole meeting if it goes its full length because of a doctor's appointment. I apologize.
Okay.
Thank you. I should be here for an hour.
Okay. And Alan Gunsberg, observer?
Consumer.
Consumer. I beg your pardon.
Thank you. Here. Present.
Okay. Is there anyone else in attendance whose name I haven't called?
And unfortunately, as the interpreter, I cannot see. So if somebody could voice if you notice someone talking. Kelly, is anyone raising their hand? Nope. Okay.
I don't see anyone, but I'm clicking through.
Okay.
Okay. This is Hannah Tyler, your chair. I want to say thank you to all that are that's attending this. I hope we get much accomplished. I will try to lead you to the whole meeting. And since we've got our introductions and your protocols, so the first thing we do is review our old minute from April 25th. And I believe that was sent to you before this meeting, but I will still give you 2 minutes to review, and then we will make motions and approve, and then we'll move on. So let's give it 2 minutes to review the minutes from last meeting. Okay, Hannah Tyler here. Does anyone have any corrections or are there any mistakes that we need to correct on our minutes? Please raise your hand and let us know.
Okay, Lisa's just asking if anyone is signing at this point. Could you please put the spotlight on them if anybody has anything to say? I'm not sure who's monitoring.
I'm looking at those who are deaf that would sign. There was nobody signing right now. It's all quiet. Nobody was signing. The only one who's signing right now is Lisa. This is Margie speaking. I'm the spotlighter.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that if anybody was signing, any deafblind people who had anything that they needed to say, that they would be getting the space to do so. And now Lisa is now on the spotlight. Lisa is signing. And hi, can you all see me here? This is Lisa. I see some deafblind people who are signing, and I want to make sure that we, if as far as accessibility for communication purposes, I want to make sure we're spotlighting them when they're signing in case they have something to say. I was afraid that somebody may have had a comment. Thank you. So if we could please just be extra careful of our deafblind participants to make sure if they have any comments that they are being spotlighted in that moment. Much appreciated.
Yep. So this is Margie. Yep. There was nobody at that time that was communicating anything for the meeting. So, okay. I will go back to the interpreter now.
Lisa said, yes, please go right back to the interpreter. Thank you.
Okay, so this is Hannah Tyler, your chair. I have not heard any corrections, any changes, so we need to have someone to make a motion, and then second, and then we will vote. So can someone raise their hand to motion? For the approval of the minutes. Jesse Stanley, second.
I'll second. This is Al Sylvester.
Okay. So all in favor?
I'm not sure why I'm spotlighted. Lisa's saying I'm spotlighted. Could you please put
Lisa, I'm trying to do the spotlighting. This is Margie, and I've only done this one other time. So please be patient with me. I am still learning, and I'm trying to click on things, and it's not being replaced. So give me a couple minutes to get there.
Okay.
Okay, are we all in favor of the minutes?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Jesse?
Aye.
Any opposed? Fabulous. It is approved. We may move on. Okay. The first thing we have on our new business agenda is expenditures through April 30th, 2023. And I believe Chris Lassen will give us an update.
Go ahead. I have under old business item B, update on the Deafblind Technology Program. And yesterday I received the third quarter report from Muriel Aparo of the TechAct project, who is not able to be here today. So I'll summarize that.
Okay.
Just to review again for the year, the Tech Act was allocated $123,080. On April 4th, $22,800 was returned to the national program. So the funds available for the entire year were thereby reduced to $100,280. During this quarter, three consumers were served, provided with two accessory items, and maintenance was performed on other items. For this quarter, the third quarter, January 1st through March, the end of March, March 31st, the expenditures were as follows. $2,172 was expended on assessments, $5,412 on equipment upgrades and inventory replacement, $1,597 on evaluation and training, $2,722 on administrative costs, and $662 on outreach. The total spent in the quarter was therefore $12,565. Also during the quarter, five applications were received, and those clients for whom applications were received will be served in the fourth quarter. One additional application is pending the receipt of some outstanding information. And the bottom line is that $54,381 is remaining for the remaining the remainder of the current fiscal year. So I don't know if there are any questions on that.
Okay. Margie, we're just going to quickly switch, and Kelly's going to take over for the next half hour.
Okay, so hearing no questions.
I have my hand up. This is Al.
Al, go right ahead, Al.
Yeah, I have a question with regard to the prospect of rolling over any funds. Does this money run out at the end of the fiscal year, or does it roll into the next year? I forget.
So I'm going to ask Margie to respond to that, who's been working most closely with Muriel.
So this is Margie. So basically, the Access Through Technology program that is administered by the Connecticut Tech Act, it is a nationally federal. It's a national program. It's federally funded. So when the monies are not used, they go back to the federal government, and that's what happens to the money. So if it's not used, it does go back to the federal government.
Is that on a federal fiscal year?
It's a federal, I'm not sure. I think if they end at on June 30th as well, because they are administered under each state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Margie.
I'm happy to forward that question to Muriel Leparo and Arlene Lugo to get clarity at our next meeting.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. This is Wayne Seidel with DDS. I have a follow-up question to that. So sometimes they shut the funds off on June 30th, and then other times they allow an extended amount of time for payments to be made on services rendered before June 30th.